Hi.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. There's no rain this morning. Isn't that incredible? The sun is out. It's going to be the first weekend that we've had sunshine for both days in I don't know how long. And that's a good thing, folks. So let's get up, have our breakfast, and we can spend some time in the yard, maybe even play a little golf, go to the beach. And, I mean, it's just endless. Summer has finally arrived here, and it's past the middle of July. I think it's going to be a very short summer, so take advantage of every single minute that you can. Along with the middle of July comes your traditional insects. The Japanese beetles have finally emerged out of the ground, and a whole slew of other things. So if we can help you with what's happening in your garden, what I like to do is in a morning like this, while it's still quiet, grab a cup of coffee, walk outside, and look at your gardens. Look at the vegetable garden, you know, and see what's happening, what's growing, what's not, what has potential problems, what seems to be very, very good and healthy. Look at your flowers, the shrubbery, and see if there's anything happening. And if you notice that there is a problem, then you call us, 800-259-9231. And then we'll work together to solve those problems. I think the lawns have stabilized now. The diseases are pretty much over because we are getting more sunshine. In the lawn, the things that should be looked at, and that's why I want you to just kind of take a quick walk through your property, you're probably noticing a lighter green grass in patches in the grass here and there. And those lighter green patches are crabgrass. Now, we haven't had much heat, so all these patches are relatively small at this point. But once we start to get some temperatures above 80, which I live in Kennebunk, Maine, we haven't even broken 80 this year yet. Well, we did. We had 2 days of 90 during April, but no 80s during May, no 80s during June, and so far in July, no 80s either, which is good and bad. The good things is it slowed down the Japanese beetles, it slowed down the weed growth, but when this heat arrives, things are going to explode. So crabgrass in your lawn, pale green, more spreading than upright, and right now it's still young. And it hasn't had a chance to really get tough and fibrous. So if you've got these lime green patches in your lawn, you should use a crabgrass killer. It's too late to prevent it. It's already up and it's growing. And each of those crabgrass plants can spread to a foot in diameter. And as it does, it lays down the good grasses, the bluegrasses, the fescues, the ryegrasses, and just flattens them out. And in some cases, we'll actually choke it and smother it. So if you're going to do something about it, now's the time to do it. And if you go down to your local nursery and garden center, there are products out there that will do a good job. Bayer has a crabgrass preventer. Ortho has a crabgrass killer, rather. And both of these products, you attach to your garden hose, and you spray it directly on it, and it will not hurt your good grass, but it will kill your crabgrasses. And again, they're young, they're tender, and they are easily controlled right now. If you wait until August, they will have increased their size by at least 50%. And if we get some nights, some 80s, they could increase by a lot more than that. And they also get tougher. They get more fiber instead of nice tender shoots. And it's more difficult to kill it. So that if you've got crabgrass, don't mess around with it. Kill it right now. Okay? Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's Jared this morning?
No, I'm pretty good.
Have you checked your garden?
Yeah, I have. I was out there this morning. It's still dark here, so it's hard to check it too well. But my peppers are huge, and we've got quite a few of them going.
I really envy you, because my peppers are starting, and I've actually noticed a few peppers about the size of my little finger on some of them, which really surprised me the other day. But things are starting to grow now. We are definitely behind schedule compared to last year at this time, but things are beginning to move, and that's a good thing.
I got to say, that Earth Box really helps me out. That is an amazing product.
It really is. I'm just thrilled about the Earth Box. Yeah. I have cucumbers in it, and the cucumbers in the Earth Box are ahead of the cucumbers in my garden.
Oh, I bet, yeah. That thing's impressive.
Are we ready to do some gardening?
We sure are.
Okay, who do we have up first?
Okay, up first this morning we have Debbie on the line calling about a boxwood.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I talked to you last week about if you knew any places where I could find small boxwoods, like 6 to 8 inches tall, for a knot garden I'm putting in. And you suggested Weston Nursery, but they didn't have anything under 3 feet tall. I was wondering if you could suggest any other nurseries I might try. The variety I'm looking for is Urea marginata.
Yeah, that's that variegated one with the yellow edge. Yeah. See, I don't know. I knew that Weston did a lot of growing, and I figured if anybody would have something small, they would. What I would do then is visit some of the local nurseries near you and see if the people that they buy plants from would have something that small. But to try and get little tiny plants like that, it's going to be difficult for you to find. You may have to go on the internet and see if you can find something there. But I knew Weston was a fairly large New England grower. And as I said last week, when I was working at Kennedy's Country Gardens in Scituate many, many years ago, we bought all of our boxwood from them for retail sales because it was grown in Weston, could tolerate the type of climate that we had in our area, and they did very good. But if Weston doesn't have anything little in that size, I really don't know where you can go. You may want to call their wholesale department and see if it's something that they can grow for you for next season, because a lot of the nurseries are still taking cuttings in their greenhouses and rooting them and, you know, growing them on. But I don't know of anybody that would have little plants like that. Again, try on the internet, and there may be some nurseries that are listing plants like that. Okay, but try the Western Wholesale and see if there's somebody there that if they don't grow it, maybe they can recommend a nursery for you to call that would have smaller plants. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Inez calling about orchids.
Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
You know, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear, Inez.
Oh, now that's a little bit better, yeah, because I've been listening and I could never get your voice. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, what is your question, Inez?
My question is on the, is this Paul?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, I'm on. Oh, okay. Yeah, my question is about the orchid. You know the mini orchid? I got one a year ago this month in July for my birthday. And it was beautiful. It was in full bloom. Yellow was sort of speckle-like. And after it finished blooming, I transplanted it because it was so tight and crowded in that little pot. And it did very well. It kept growing and growing. And it already put out, now it's a whole year, it already put out three new leaves. And lots and lots of those long roots are all over the place. Anyway, the plant is healthy looking. And I've been fertilizing it, you know, like I have two other ones that are doing fine. And I give them all the same treatment. I have it in a basin with pebbles and water at the bottom. And
right.
Now a whole year went by, and I expected to bloom sometime in March or April, but nothing happened.
Okay. Why don't you hold on, Inez? We're coming up on a break, and we'll work with you.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Talking with Inez about her orchids, and from the description, they're probably a Phalaenopsis orchid. And Phalaenopsis orchids go through cycles. And as Inez was saying, her orchids, she repotted them, and it made a lot of new air roots that, you know, you can tuck right back into your pot, so that it will grow in with either the potting mix that you're using or chunks of bark, and it's made a lot of new leaves. Now, once a plant does that, then it will settle down and it will make flowers. So I know you're just going to have some patience that your plants, over the last year, you've repotted them. They're reestablishing a bigger and stronger and better root system. They've made 3, 4, 5, 6 leaves, you said, doubling or close to doubling the size of the plant. And once it gets stable in that new pot, then the flowers are going to come. But what happens is the plant was adjusting to its new home by more roots, bigger foliage, becoming more productive. Now, if you can feed those on a monthly basis with a liquid fertilizer, something like the Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro, you're going to see that that's going to speed that overall production. But that particular type of plant will bloom at any time. You don't need to have a light change. Some of the orchids will flower with either short days or long days, but the Phalaenopsis flowers when it wants to. And traditionally, it's temperature, and we've been cool So that could be part of the reason that it's not flowering. But basically, you have to say to yourself, I repotted it. It doubled the size of the root system. It almost increased the size of the plant by 50%. And now that it's reestablished, it will begin to flower. So have some patience. Help it along with a little bit of fertilizer, and it will bloom for you shortly. Thank you, Inez. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jane on the line. Jane has a problem with her pumpkins and squash.
Okay, Jane, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Garden Club.
Thank you so much. Hi. I have some vegetable squash and pumpkins, and something ate. I think it's the slugs. I found slugs on the leaves, and they're eating all the flowers off. And
yes.
So where the flowers are growing on the stem that's growing off the vine, they're sticking up, but then all the flowers are gone, and there's like 50 of them that are gone. So what can
okay.
I do, Matt?
Okay. Now, when you look at the plant, have they chewed holes in the flowers, or have they taken the whole flower out?
Taken the whole flower out and moved on to the next one. Would
okay,
that be the
but
slug?
You, well, slugs would make holes in them, and you'd gradually see it happening. But if the whole flower is disappearing, then you could have chipmunks in there that are eating the flowers.
Oh.
Okay. Now, with squashes, and it doesn't matter what kind of a squash it is, you have male and female flowers.
Okay.
The female flower on a squash has a small squash on the bottom of the flower. So you get a little short stem, a baby squash, and then a blossom. The male flower is a stem that may be 2 to 3 inches long with just a blossom on it. And they'll have as many as 10 male for one female, especially early on, to try and attract the bees to come into your garden to do that pollination. So what happens is the male flower opens, will stay open for maybe 3 or 4 days, and then it just drops off. But if the flower has disappeared, you could have things like chipmunks in there. Slugs would chew holes in them. If there's holes in the flowers, then you've got slugs, and you use a product called Slug Go, which is an iron phosphate, which is organic, to kill the slugs compared to the other products that are really, really powerful.
If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Valerie on the line. Valerie has a question about a bush.
Valerie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We have a bush. I'm not sure how to say it. It's a weigelia, or it's
yes.
A bush that hummingbirds like.
Yes.
And it was planted underneath a small ornamental tree at the edge of it, and the two of them are growing together. And I'm thinking the bush needs to be in full sun, and I'm wondering if we can either move it or if we can't, if we can prune it back pretty drastically.
Well, you could do either way. As far as moving it, Valerie, if you can wait until the spring, you can move it really easy, and that way you would not have to cut it. But, see, traditionally, July and August, you're getting a lot of heat. And if you try and take a plant that's big like that and move it, you're not going to be able to get a large enough root ball. because whatever you see above the ground, once a plant has been in a few years, the same thing should be below the ground. So if your plant is 6 feet by 6 feet, in the ground is a root system the same size. And if you cut the roots in the spring, the plant can compensate for the root loss by producing less foliage until the roots catch up to the top. But at this time of the year, there's no way that the roots can catch up quick enough, and you'd probably end up losing it. So you decide what you want to do. If you want to move it, wait until March or April next spring. You can dig it, and you won't have to prune it back. Or you can prune it back now to control the size. And that is a great plant. Hummingbirds love it. And it comes in various colors. There are also varieties that will have kind of a pinky or a reddish-colored leaf as well as green leaves. But you decide what you want to do. Again, if you want to move it, you've got to wait until the spring before the new growth comes out, before the leaves come out, and then you can move anything, really. Okay? Thank you, Valerie. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mike on the line who has a question about trimming Japanese yews.
Okay. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Long-time listener and first-time caller. I have some Japanese yews that are cone-shaped. They're about 4.5 to 5 feet high. I'd like to cut them back. My situation is I wanted to know when should I cut them back and how much should I cut them back. And my thought is to cut them back one-third, cut the back half first, let that sprout, and then cut the front half. Is that a good idea?
Okay. You can cut them back by a third now, as long as there is foliage remaining when it gets done. When you get done pruning, the Japanese yew, like a lot of our evergreens, are basically done making new growth right now. And when you get done pruning it, you're going to remove all of those growing tips, all of the soft, tender new growth. And at this time of the year, when you remove those, what will remain will be the older wood that's going to be hard. It's aged, so it's mature and it's hard. And being that it's mid-July, those buds that are there as backup will not wake up until next spring. So whatever pruning you do now, nothing is going to happen to produce new growth. So if you want to dramatically reduce the size, then the best time would be in the spring. But for now, you could remove 50-60% of the actual green portion of your plant. Now, if you've got a yew that, let's say, is 6 feet tall, the inside of it, which is the older wood, is probably 70% of the plant. But so that you could take the 30% that remains and remove half of that new growth, and that will give you a nice looking shape. It will make the plant look like it's been manicured and pruned and trained and make it look really pretty. But if you're going to do a severe pruning and you want it to fill in, then you're going to have to do that in the early spring. For now, it's kind of a tidying, cleaning up, shaping, helping it to become thicker. But you have to say to yourself, any evergreen plant by mid-July is basically done making new growth. And when you remove the soft tissue, there's no way that the hard tissue is going to pop those buds because of the time of the year. So for me, I would shape it, I would clean it. That will allow the light to get in and stimulate buds
that will be made for next year on that plant deeper on the inside, so that when you prune it, the plant will be easier, will have an easier time to make new growth for next season. But for now, clean it up, shape it, and it will make the property look a lot better. But a hard pruning, like you're talking about, is best done during March or April. That way, all the energy can break those buds as the plant wakes up. The plant's awake, and it's not going to make any additional new growth to speak of. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for calling. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Joe on the line, who's calling about his peach tree.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I spoke to you about the peach tree earlier in the season, and I was advised to let the peaches, the natural drop, and then I could pick some of the peaches off so the others would grow bigger. Well,
right.
Now they've dropped all they're going to drop, I think, and I have clusters on some of the branches, like 5 and 6 peaches clustered together. I was wondering how many peaches that I should leave on a stem, and also, if I may, I have a second question. I have some Brussels sprouts, and I'm hearing that they have some sort of a worm problem, and I don't think I have it right now. Some of the leaves have holes in them, but the plant looks real healthy. I did lose one to a worm. I got down into the middle of the plant. It got all yellow and just didn't look well. I pulled it out of the ground, and there was a worm that right down in the center of the plant. I was wondering if there's anything. Somebody said something about covering them with some sort of a netting or something.
Okay. A couple of things. On your Brussels sprouts, the insect that would chew the holes is called a cabbage looper. And it's a little green, very soft-looking caterpillar. It grows maybe an inch, maybe a little bit more than that. And it changes its color according to the color of the plant. So if it's on a purple leaf cabbage, it will have shades of purple. And if it should wander onto a green cabbage, it will change from purple to green as camouflage. Now, I have broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts in my garden, as well as cabbage. And on Thursday, I was noticing a few holes. And my potatoes, all of a sudden, now that the sun is out, the Colorado potato beetles have just exploded. And what you want to use is a product called Spinazad. And Spinazad is made by several companies. Bonide, for example, they call it Captain Jack. It has a picture of a seaman with a big bushy beard. And it's Spinazad. It's a bacteria found in the Caribbean, very, very safe, and you apply it to anything that's being chewed. And in 4 hours, those insects stop feeding, and in 24 hours, they're gone. And as we were talking about, I sprayed my potatoes, and there were literally hundreds of these that seemed to appear almost overnight. The following morning, I went in the garden, and there was only 4 or 5 that I found that was still feeding. Everything else had fallen off the plant. The cabbage holes have stopped, and the plants are going to be good. But what you have to say to yourself, for like the Colorado potato beetles, they have laid eggs. So one application will kill all of the adults, all of the young, but there are eggs underneath some of the leaves. So a week from now, I'm going to go back, reapply the Spinazad, so that when the eggs hatch, there's something there for them that will control them. So I think if you can do that, you shouldn't have any problem. The problem that your friend was talking about is something called a root maggot. And what would happen is at night, in the early morning, late in the afternoon, when the temperature's cool, your cold weather crops, which is broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, would be nice and rigid and looking really good. When the sun hits it, the plant slowly begins to wilt. The next day it wilts more. The next day it wilts more. And what it is a large amount or numbers of this little maggot-looking insect chewing on the roots. And usually it will attack one or two plants. But you get this wilting, and then at night it recovers. And one of the ways that you can stop that is to put this netting over it. Unfortunately, it's too late to do the netting because the maggots are already in the ground. And there's really, at this point, nothing that you can do other than to pull the plant out. And by you doing that, you ended the problem. So don't worry about that. You should be all set. And that will take care of all of that chewing with your Brussels sprouts. Now, the one thing that you want to be aware of, the weather's been cool, the weather's been damp, and you don't get it every year. But I want you on a regular basis to look where the Brussels sprout is coming out by the leaf. As the Brussels sprout plant gets taller and taller and taller, every time a leaf is made, on top of it is a little sprout. With damp, wet weather, you'll get gray aphids. And if you get gray aphids, then you can treat that with horticultural oil. Or Ortho has a product called Ortho Max, Flower, Fruit, and Vegetable Insect Killer. And it comes pre-made. You just spray it on it, and that will take care of the aphids. If you have a lot, then use horticultural oil. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ernest on the line, who's calling in with a wild violet problem.
Okay, Ernest, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, nice and clear, Ernest.
Okay. A couple of times I've heard you talk about using something called weed beater. Wild violets. Is that correct?
Yes. Ernest, they make two types. They have weed beater for everyday lawn weeds, and then they have weed beater ultra, and the ultra would be for the weeds that are a little bit more difficult, and that would be like the wild violets. Creeping Charlie, a Jew.
Okay, well, I bought the regular weed beater. I don't know if they have weed beater ultra. And I applied it once, and it seemed to do a pretty good job. It is weed beater ultra. They have it in a different color, and I didn't see it. Okay, I applied it once. I applied it on the 9th, and
yes.
It really knocked the stuffings out of the violets. But you said that you need probably two applications and maybe even three. And I'm wondering what the interval should be between application one and application two and application two and application three.
If it's really, really tough and the first application you can see that it's weakened it, then I would repeat it about 7 to 10 days later.
Okay.
And in your case, it did a pretty good job. The reason that you want to do it a second time is this particular type of weed has a very, very strong and large root system underground.
I tried it with the concentrate where you mix it yourself. I tried that last year, and I tried it again this spring, and both times it was only very moderately effective. Whereas I'm looking out in this with a spray, it's got, I would say, about two-thirds of the plants, but there's still that one-third that are just sort of still hanging around, and I'd like to give them a shot.
Yeah, I mean, a day like today where it's going to be sunny, there's not any, you know, rain in the immediate future, I would go out there today, give it the second application. And that's what I said. Things like ajuga, violets, ground ivy, creeping Charlie, the first application knocks it down, but there's such a large root system and a thick root system that's able to retain a lot of food, it has the ability almost to bounce right back. So the first one knocks it down, and the second application will put an end to it. So a day like today, Ernest, get out there and give it a second shot, and check it in about 2 weeks. And if, you may still have a few little pieces here and there, and then you can hit those. But you will kill 90% or more with two applications. And as you saw with the first one, it's probably killed 60-70%. But if the second shot doesn't get on there, then some of it's going to come back. And that's why I recommend this. If you use the powdered products, the powdered products will do exactly what happened with the Weed Beater Ultra Liquid. But because it's in combination with the fertilizer, you can't give it a second shot because now you'd have too much fertilizer down for your grass. But with the liquid, it's just a weed killer. So the first application really hurts it, knocks it down. The second one is the final stroke that does kill most of the plants. And if you do need to do a third time, it's going to be a bit here, a bit there, scattered throughout the lawn. But usually two will knock it out. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.